Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, and brings over well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in this morning, Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Jill, everybody in Robin Hood Radio Land.
That's it, Robin Hood Radio Land. Well, you know, the Giants lost, but you know what? The kids still play great. We're looking forward to next year. But how about those Yankees?
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Of course, we got to
listen. Let's talk football for half a sec. I think at least for this season, we've got to root for our other team up in the north, Buffalo. Was doing great, and hopefully it's going to be shades of long ago when Jim Kelly was a quarterback. I agree with you on our young quarterback of the Giants.
Hey, you know, he's going to get Shaquin Barkley back, and now with Tate as the receiver, they'll play much better. Poor kid didn't have his running backs got injured last game, didn't have any running backs against a good defense, and he still managed to survive. So we'll be fine. We'll be fine, Jim. I have no doubt about it.
Have no fear. Marshall's here.
That's exactly right. Well, we have to pay attention to these things, you know.
You're going, amen.
Because if we pay attention to news.
The thing with this kid, he's a great runner. He's got to just be a great runner and not get overly dramatic in his run game.
Yep.
He's got to keep those wheels in good shape.
That's exactly right. All right, now that...
Anyhow, let's talk a couple of, hopefully, inspirational type things. Hats off, good thoughts, prayers to Bernie Sanders, a trooper. I don't know if he is going to come back, but I hope he does what is best for him and probably all of us. Also, as Marshall mentioned, I think last show, Jimmy Carter celebrated his 95th birthday, and then lo and behold, 2 days ago, he fell, hit his head, 14 stitches, didn't matter, went to the hospital, and then went to a meeting for the Habitat that he sponsors for homes throughout the world. And God, thank God we've got a couple of great Americans left in this country. So the best of the Carters and all that they stand for, which democracy.
I'm not sure. I took a look at a picture of him when he was there, and I'm saying to myself,
did you see the video?
For 90-some years old, you know what?
He was totally loose. He was like, yeah, and as you can see, as I've got 14 stitches, and as you can see, I've got a very black eye. But, you know, I said I was going to be here, and here I am. But he's totally, and this is what's so wonderful. He's totally, totally with it.
Yes. Well said, Jill. Well said, Jill. I mean, he doesn't miss a beat.
Oh.
He doesn't. In fact, I find his verbiage sometimes superior to 20 years ago. When he had a little bit more of that slow southern drawl.
Well, the other thing
anyhow,
is
the best to him, and I hope people in family gatherings talk about him with children. That here is a man. He's a great man. He was a good president, but he's a great man, and he's a great U.S. citizen. And we all look to him and thank him. Now let's get to a few other things. The stock market last week, as you saw, got belted, and part of it was the economy is slipping. Manufacturing numbers last week worse in 10 years. Subsequently, in the last the end of the week and beginning of this week, retail is beginning to slow. Credit card usage is beginning to slow. And this morning, there was a surprise number. Inflation is slowing, which ain't too good if you're looking for future growth. The Federal Reserve probably will lower rates. I don't think at this juncture it's going to do much good, however, because even if you can get money cheaply, unless you have confidence in your investing in a business or in an expansion of a business, you need to have the confidence that there's a good potential for it. And I think what's happened, courtesy of the administration, people have been generally dragged down psychologically. I'm not talking about the millionaires. I'm talking about the average business guy. That said, continue to par your portfolios. Get it down to where you're comfortable, because we got a rocky road ahead. October has traditionally been a tough month, but as we know from the headlines of just the first week of October, ain't much positive to hang your hat on. Now, national security, remember that? Republican theme song. Oh, Obama shouldn't have done this. Obama shouldn't have done that. Well, the current president is setting the stage for a possible war in the Middle East. Unfortunately, the president will find that he's going to be alone because he's alienated our allies. Just to focus on this, and I think you really need to focus on this as a citizen, we had the Kurds working with us to eliminate ISIS in northern Syria and thereabouts. They helped. They were the fighters. They were the ones who were getting killed. We just abandoned them and said, okay, Turkey, which has a lot of animus with the Kurds, okay, it's okay for you to go in now because we're stepping aside and kill as many Kurds as you can. This mayhem might be the result of a nutcase in the White House. I don't know, and I don't care. I would hope that I said this to someone yesterday, that we have five people, three Republicans, two Democrats from the Senate and the House, who decide how to marshal the people in the White House who are there for security purposes to maintain a constant eye on this president. He is a danger. He's certainly a danger to himself as he keeps stepping in impeachment, but a danger to us, a danger to the world.
Here's, you know,
and we have the 25th Amendment, which Mike Pence would have to begin to shepherd to get people to have Trump step down, because he is not a well man. I don't know what his problem is. I don't care what his problem is. We have got to step him down. He's causing a danger to us militarily, economically, and he's causing a danger to the rest of the world.
You know, I heard a couple of people on TV say, well, what President Trump is doing is no different than when we ended the first Iraq war. And I said, no, what? And I said to myself, well, no, first of all, the first Iraq war wasn't an Iraq war. It was a war to get Iraq out of their neighbor. And once that goal was accomplished, Schwarzkopf said, we're not here to conquer. We were here to get Iraq out of, was it Bahrain or whatever? No, the right their next door neighbor, I forget now. We were here to get them out of another country. We've succeeded in our mission. We were not here to take over the country. And they signed the peace agreement and we left. That's what happened there. What happened here is that we actually got the Kurds to join with us to get control of that area. I mean, this was an actual literal agreement. And then to know that we just walk out on that agreement. Here's the bad thing, Jim. The decision's a poor decision. But the decision you could accept better if it had been talked over with national security advisors, with the Pentagon, with the generals. You might disagree with the decision, but at least people would have talked. This was sprung on surprise to everybody. And that's the dangerous part about it. You can't have a president totally act on his own without input from people in positions that could advise him. Whether you or I or anybody else like the people that are appointed in those positions, the generals are the generals. The Defense Department's the Defense Department. The Homeland Security is Homeland Security. all these people should have been consulted. And then if the president decides to do it and everybody has full knowledge, then the State Department can warn people in advance that this is going to happen. Now, it doesn't make it any better, but there is no protocol being followed by this White House. None. It is a moment-to-moment reality and reaction. And that just does not... It works. Maybe it works in big business, but it doesn't work when you're trying to govern a nation.
I will remind people, Trump has had 5 bankruptcies in his business life. The Scottish golf course, one of them, recorded its 7th loss in a row. This is not a person who really can think, can read, can learn. He is a great, great scammer, a great salesman, and people were vulnerable coming off the aftermath of the 08 situation. They felt, though, the world was against them. And Trump sang this song that they bought, "Oh, the world's against you, but I'm with you." And he manages to play the martyr day in and day out. "Oh, everybody's after me." I want to tell folks, if they haven't realized it yet, the term fake news was created by Donald Trump. The deep state and the press is the worst thing since sliced bread. That was created, I think, by the Nazis. So... wake up, America. Let's talk for a moment, our allies. The British have troops on the ground in northern Syria, in that area. The Israelis have always been very concerned about things like ISIS, terrorism, and probably Iran and so forth. We didn't notify them that we were going to pull out. As McNeely of MSNBC, the London or English commentator for them, said, basically what we've done, we've taken our enemies and given them our allies, in the sense that Iran, the big bad wolf, according to Trump, now has greater sway in Syria. The Russians as well, Trump's bedfellow, the same deal. So it's quite ironic. And the irrational behavior and irrational speech of this president, we just can no longer tolerate it. Impeachment, yeah. But we need to get rid of him sooner than that before it causes a national disaster. Let's talk for a sec, though, on Ukraine. It's now turning out that Giuliani, and this is in the press, I haven't seen the proof, supposedly was brokering deals with gas companies there, and the beneficiaries would be allies of Trump, which might mean that if the deal went through, Trump eventually would get either psychological advantage or actual money. Giuliani would have a payday at the end of those deals going through. So the Ukraine is really, it's festering the problems we have there. And again, it's national security. Russia wants to take Ukraine back, and if this president lasts long enough, that might really happen.
You know, I'm looking at a Newswire thing that came over. The Trump administration this morning has now directed the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sunderland, not to appear today before the House Democrats. So once again, the Democrats are going to have to list this down as another part of their obstruction campaign. They're just not going to let him testify.
Okay, well, that's very timely in that for all of the folks out there who are still thinking that this president is rational or has something good to do for them, this denial of information is indicative of guilt. He is saying he is guilty. This will be in the articles of impeachment. But please, folks, we're all together in this, no matter what side of the aisle on. But please, let's get on the realistic page. We have a sick, evil, I don't know, man in the White House, frankly, doing things to distract us from the fact of all the money he and his family have taken from the taxpayers. This Ivanka Trump periodically appears all get up and going to a meeting and so forth. We need to take back from her all the millions that she spent going to Africa and all around the world doing nothing but posing. And Joe Biden, if you're listening, will you please wake up? Jared Kushner and Ivanka, whatever they did with the prince about 2 months ago, besides covering up the murder of Khashoggi, Kushner took $1 billion out of Saudi Arabia to bail his real estate out. Joe Biden, are you listening?
Here's the problem with Joe Biden, okay? I go back to, and it's damage control, okay? We all do things that are dumb in our life, okay? Everybody. There's not a person I know that hasn't done several things where they... I know you sit up in the middle of the night and you go, why did I ever do that? Joe Biden, when this whole thing broke, should have gotten up with his son in front of everybody and said, you know, in retrospect, what we did was probably not the best thing in the world. But it's in retrospect. It wasn't illegal. It might have been a bad decision because I was vice president at the time my son got this job. And in retrospect, you know what? It's something that we shouldn't have done and we won't do again. That one statement would have put an end to all this. You know, Jim, this is what I don't understand. You know, no one I love Joe Biden. I love the guy. I think he makes some clumsy mistakes like we all do. And when you're vice president or you're running for president, those clumsy mistakes become bigger than clumsy mistakes. But just acknowledging that, you know what? In hindsight, that really was not the best thing to do.
In hindsight, that looked bad because the fact that no one has said that leaves, and I don't know if anybody...
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
But I don't know if this is just my psychosis, but suddenly, do you know, have you heard anything about Ivanka lately? Because now Jared and Ivanka, that no one's covering anything they did because you can't... It's so obvious is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you
and
know,
so not even-handed, and I have absolutely no idea why...
Joe Biden wouldn't have lost any respect from Democrats or from people that would vote in primaries by saying that, Jimmy. But just by saying, you know what, in hindsight, it was a dumb move.
Or in hindsight, that looked bad. So, but why didn't that happen is my real question.
I don't know.
Well, I think the Democratic Party, for whatever reason, they've got this thing going through their heads, the philosophy or whatever you want to define it, which is that they've got to be politically correct. Now, I know they've had a fair amount of crooks in the party, as they all do, but that's not the point. The point is there is this inability to stand up and just fight. You don't have to go toe-to-toe with Trump or with anybody.
Take the high ground.
Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, particularly.
And take the high ground in the fight.
You need to assert yourself, assert your personhood. And Marshall's exactly right. Hey, this looked pretty stupid in hindsight, but, you know, he's my kid and he wanted to do it. And, it was stupid. I won't do it again.
Yeah, take the high ground in the
fight. I would add this. However, this has been fully investigated.
Yeah.
Several years ago, and nothing came of it. But do it very, very from the gut. The platitudes don't work, Joe. The platitudes don't work.
You know, remember when David Letterman, the guy was going to blackmail David Letterman for having the affair? Letterman came out before the guy got a chance to blackmail him. The guy got arrested for blackmail. Letterman admitted to the affair before it even got out. And you know what? How much damage did it do to David Letterman? None. N-O-N-E, because he got out in front of it.
Well, I think, one, it didn't do him any damage, but two, it probably gave him X amount of respect from X amount of people for acknowledging that he was a human being who did something wrong and recognized it and didn't want the people important in his life to have to suffer from innuendo and rumor and clear the air. So it was a great... It was a great, great, great thing that he did.
All right. Now, you've got 1 minute left to make us feel good.
Happy days are here again. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you that my kids in Indiana are doing great. My son-in-law has got a promotion. The little kid... he's now going to a school where he's being challenged and he's on his best behavior. He's taking up the violin, as is my daughter-in-law over in Jersey. And my dogs are well. And let's see. Oh, I live in America and you live in America. And nobody can take that away from us. Please, gratitude, appreciation.
Yep.
Love your kids. Love yourselves. See you later.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.